You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins on this cool, snowy, and dreary evening. So make yourself comfortable and listen to some music tonight on KGNU, beginning with Celtic program Sjotagale.
Good evening. You're listening to Sjotagale. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, 7 p.m. from Denver. It's Roger hosting tonight's show. Brief message, and then get into a little music and an interview and some cuts from the Celtic Woman's new CD, Ancient Land, and a few words with Tara McNeil, the fiddler for Celtic Woman.
A special KGNU microbrew created by Zuni Street Brewing Company and KGNU volunteers and listeners is being introduced at a brew raiser on Friday, May 17th from 7 p.m. until midnight. Come celebrate this special on-tap brew and KGNU with listeners, members, volunteers, and staff as KGNU DJs Deep Rock, Aaron Stereo, and Old Man GG will spin only vinyl from 1978 and beyond. This event is free to attend and open to the public. That's Friday, May 17th from 7 p.m. to midnight at Zuni Street Brewing Company, 2355 West 29th Avenue in Denver. More information at kgnu.org.
Thanks, sir. and in a night, and in an oar, in a landy.
Stranger, I came. I placed my affection on a maid that was young. She being warm and tender, her waist small and slender. Kind nature had formed her from my overthrow. On the banks of the bank, where I first beheld her, she appeared like fair Juno or a Grecian queen. Her eyes shone like diamonds, her hair softly twining, and her cheeks were like roses, her blood drops in snow. T'was her cruel bear first caused our variance, all because I was poor and of a low degree. But I'll do my endeavor for to gain my love's favor, although she is come of a rich family. My name is Delaney, it's a name that won't shame me, and if I had saved money, I'd have plenty in store. But drinking and courting, night rambling and sporting, were the cause of my ruin and absence from home. Indies, or had I the gold of the African shore, I would spend it on pearls and on you, my fair girl. For there's no other love in this world I adore. And now that I've found her, I'm contented for life. I'll put rings on her fingers and gold in her ear, and we'll live on the banks of the lovely Bend River, and in all sorts of splendor I will style her my dear.
Just heard The Banks of the Ban from Dave Curley and Mick Broderick's A Brand New Day album. And open the music tonight with a cut from Dervish's latest album. A great, great album with a lot of old tunes with new interpretations. The Great Irish Songbook, and that was The Rambling Irishman, featuring Kathy Jordan, the lead singer for Dervish, and really enjoy that one. I'm going to shift now to a couple of cuts from the latest album released by Celtic Woman. The title of the album is Ancient Land, and here is the title cut to open it, and then you'll hear an interview with Tara McNeil, the fiddler for Celtic Woman, who will be appearing live and in person at Red Rocks Amphitheater on Sunday, May 26th. And I'll play another cut from that album called Tara's Tunes. So here's Ancient Land, interview with Tara McNeil, followed by Tara's Tunes. McNeil on the line. Tara is from County Antrim and is one of the newest members of Celtic Woman. So, Tara, good day. How are you keeping?
I'm very good, thanks. And yourself?
I am in good form today. Thank you very much. And so it seems like you were just here in Denver not too long ago at Christmas.
Well, we love Denver, and we love the Denver audiences. So any opportunity we can, we get back there. And, of course, we're very, very excited to be finishing our Ancient Land North America tour in Denver in Red Rocks.
And this will be your second trip to Red Rocks, is that right?
It will, yes. So the group, Celtic Woman, has been there, I think, five times, and I was there in 2017. And I say it probably was one of the best days of my life. So I am very, very eager to get back again.
I have seen the video recorded before an audience arrived, and you were all dressed casually and did an amazing version of Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And you actually sang some harmony on that one.
I did, yeah. That was a great. I loved that little arrangement we put together. I suppose it was very after you two have filmed there and the fellow Irish, and just we wanted to do something special to mark performing in Red Rocks. And I loved singing along as well. So it was a nice arrangement.
And do you miss the singing?
You know what? My main love is violin. So if I was going to be part of the group doing anything, I'd want it to be the violin. Of course, part of my heart does love singing. And I do miss it a bit, but I feel incredibly lucky that I get to perform the violin and bring the harp to the show.
No, that's great. How do you manage to stay in shape with all of the singing or the playing and effectively dancing while you're playing?
Yeah, well, we all sort of try to look after our health when we're on the road, especially, you know, not just for fitness, but also for our mental health. So we go out for runs when we can and find some water to run along. And of course, there's always hotel gyms, and we have actually one of the dancers happens to be a personal trainer as well, so he's taken us for a few sessions. But yeah, so it's very important to look after our health, and the fitter we are, the less likely we are to get sick, because there's no we can't get sick on this trip. We have a lot of shows, and we want to give the audience our best performance every night, so we look after ourselves.
Growing up in Antrim, you began singing and playing violin at an early age. What would your dream job? What did you think about when you were growing up?
Well, actually, if I'm completely honest, I would have said my dream job would be a member of Celtic Woman. I'd always aspire to be part of this group, because there's nothing else like it, really, to come out of Ireland. It's a platform for Irish women to showcase their talents on the world stage, and there really isn't anything else like that. So I had admired the group. I loved the music, the arrangements, just what they stood for. So that's what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be able to showcase everything that I could do. So the fact that I get to bring the violin and the harp to the group is really a dream, and I just wanted to bring my love of music, and Irish music in particular, to the world. And what better way to do it than through Celtic Woman?
And you do it very, very well. I've watched the Ancient Lands video on public broadcasting here, and one of the remarkable things about all of you is the incredible energy that you bring to every show, and you seem to have so much fun with each other and genuinely like each other and get along. And that energy and the magic of that relationship comes through all of the time.
Yeah, we feel incredibly lucky to have each other. We have a special bond, and we say that we're like four sisters, because at the end of the day, we spend more time together than we do with our own family sometimes. So we are our own Celtic Woman family. I admire the girls. Not only are they incredibly talented, extraordinary women, but they are just, you know, they have beautiful souls. We do have a lot of fun on stage and off stage, and we couldn't be happier to be touring together. And I think that does show on stage. You know, we feel incredibly lucky to be up there supporting each other.
I heard from some of the people who were at the local pub here, the Celtic on Market, that's owned by a good friend of mine from Galway. Some of the people who were at the after party, that the fun continues after the shows. A lot of your fans in Denver were able to keep company with you when you were here at Christmas, and look forward to your return to Red Rocks. So what have you been up to in between the time you left the States after Christmas and began the tour this month?
Well, I suppose we didn't have very much time because we finished just before Christmas, had Christmas, and then January, and then we were right into rehearsals for the tour, and we came here at the end of February. So we were busy rehearsing and preparing for the tour. But other than that, you know, I was had some quality family time, and actually, I adore Ireland so much. So I went around with my husband, and we went to Kerry and Cork, and I took him to a lot of the local touristy spots like the Blarney Stone and Dingle. So I just love exploring what Ireland has to offer. So on my holidays, I go to Ireland.
Yeah, good for you. So do I.
Very good.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that you enjoy the same sort of things that the Yanks do.
Yeah, no, it's just because the time is precious. You know, we spend so much time in America. America is our second home, really. So I just love Ireland, and it's endless nooks and crannies to discover.
Do you perform much in Ireland, or do you perform more in the States?
We definitely perform more in the States, but that's because of the sheer size of it. So we have 72 shows on this tour. But we filmed the Inchinland special in September, so that really wasn't that long ago. And we hope to be organize something soon. But really, yeah, we do the States a lot, but also, you know, we were in Australia, Japan, China, Europe, we have a European tour and UK tour coming up, so we're worldwide, and it's incredible to see how our music is universal and can just touch people all over the world.
Yeah, that it is. I saw online that the Ancient Lands CD debuted at number one in Australia on their ARIA system, the number one classical crossover album.
And, yeah, we're very excited about that, and we're actually going to be returning to Australia in early 2020. We love traveling to Australia, and again, there's so many Irish who have traveled out there and started new lives. So it's another home from home.
So I saw that St. Patrick's Day, you were in Baltimore at a performance or after a performance. Did you do anything special for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, that was special. That was an incredible show, and it was great going out onto the stage and just seeing a sea of green in front of us. Everyone had their green T-shirts on for the day, and they were an incredible audience that were just so excited to be celebrating the day with us. We were traveling onwards that night, but we got some decorations. We had our flashing shamrock hairbands, and we had some shamrocks hanging on our tour bus, and we had the green T-shirts on as well. So we had our own little St. Patrick's Day party on the bus.
Well, that sounds like great crack. I know at one point you were working on a solo album. Has that continued? Is that something that your fans can look forward to one of these days?
I will definitely get round to finishing that at some point, but I recorded it just before I started touring with the group, and really just my whole focus went to Celtic Woman, you know, recording with Celtic Woman, touring with Celtic Woman. And I just adore what I'm doing at the minute. And we're just incredibly busy, which is wonderful. And we're promoting this Inchinland album. So I think definitely in the future I will return to it, and I have, you know, I listen from time to time to what I have recorded already. I do love it, and I can't wait to do more on it, and I will. It will be there sometime in the future, but right now I'm just loving and putting all my energy and focus into Celtic Woman.
Oh, that's great. So when your fans come out to Red Rocks on May 26th to see and hear you, what can they expect? I know it will be the last show on your tour before you head home in a very special setting. What can your fans expect to see and hear?
I just think this show is absolutely incredible. It has brought Celtic Woman whole new life and energy, and to experience it in Red Rocks is going to be like nothing else in this world. So we have, it's, you know, if you've seen Celtic Woman before, this is brand new. You have to come back again. We've got lots of new music, but again, fan favorites with brand new arrangements. It's a real spectacle and experience that will take you on a journey through music, song, and dance. And I really am so excited to be up on that Red Rock stage and have the wind in my hair and to just look out and see all of those incredible people supporting us. It really is going to be a once in a lifetime night. I cannot wait.
Well, I can't either. And I saw you last year in Colorado Springs and then at Christmas, and very excited about your return and looking forward very much to seeing you the night of May 26th on stage in the incredible setting at Red Rocks. And so I wish you safe travels between now and then, and for all of your fans who want to get a sneak preview of the show, you can catch it on public broadcasting, and then the CD and DVD of Ancient Lands have been released, but there is nothing like a live Celtic Woman show. So Tara, thank you very much for your time, and please give my best wishes to the rest of the Celtic Woman.
Yes, thank you so much, and thanks for chatting, and I hope to see you there.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
All right. So, you heard some music off the Celtic Woman Ancient Land CD. You'll have to forgive me for during the interview I kept referring to it as Ancient Lands, and it is Ancient Land singular. Anyway, great tunes from that album, and you should be able to get good seats for that show. May 26th, 7:30 p.m. performance, 6:30 gates, and plenty of tickets are still available. Few more things going on the rest of the month, actually this week coming up. Avornin is going to be doing a gig at the Jack Quinn Irish Pub and Ale House in Colorado Springs at 9 p.m. on the 11th, Saturday the 11th. And then their front man, Adam Goldstein, will be on stage doing his solo act at the Clock Tower Cabaret on the 10th for the late night show there. And then coming up this Saturday also is a Scottish Highland Tea. Excuse me, I've got a cough. Ah, goodness. A Scottish Highland Tea coming up this Saturday, and I've got an interview with the one of the ladies who's responsible for organizing that. So I have Sarah Neff on the line, and Sarah is president of the Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers. And Sarah is going to talk about a Scottish Highland Tea coming up on May 11th. How are you tonight, Sarah?
Hi, Roger. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure. So, what is the event? Where is it? When is it? All of that.
So, the event that I'm talking with you about tonight is our annual fundraiser called A Scottish Highland Tea. And this event we do every year around Mother's Day. And this year it is in about 1 week from our conversation today. It is on Saturday, May 11th. We have two tea seatings, one at 11:30 a.m. and one at 2:30 p.m. Each of these seatings will have live Scottish dancing performances. We will have a tea serving with Scottish foods and snacks, and of course, tea. We will have Scottish music, a silent auction, lots of Scottish culture and events during both of our tea seatings. The tea is for both adults and children, and our tickets for our tea can be found at our website, ascottishhighlandtea.myevent.com.
What kind of Scottish dancing will people see?
So the kinds of Scottish dancing that Rocky Mountain Highland dancers do is traditional Highland dancing. There are also Scottish country dancers, although Rocky Mountain Highland dancers focus specifically on the Highland dances. Traditionally, these are dances done in kilts. Originally done completely by men, although now we have women who dance as well. And they include dances such as the Highland Fling, Sword Dance, the Chantreuse, the Sailor's Hornpipe. We have Strathspeys and Reels. Dances like that will all be done at the tea, as well as potentially some choreographies by some of our dancers, too.
How long has Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers been in existence?
So Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers has been in existence for 40 years. This year is actually our 40th anniversary as an organization and as a part of the St. Andrews Society of Colorado. And Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers puts on performances and events throughout the Rocky Mountain region as a way to promote Scottish Highland dance and Scottish culture. And our Highland Tea actually is one of these performances, as well as a fundraiser to promote a larger event that Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers will be putting on next year.
And what is that event?
So our event next year is the United States Interregional Championship, USIR. And this is a event that brings in the top dancers from around the country, as well as some international dancers and local dancers. And this event will be held in Denver next year. It rotates around the U.S., so it's an honor that we are able to host this event next year. And we certainly encourage people to come watch and take part in that event as well. And we hope that people who come to the tea enjoy watching Scottish dance and supporting that. And funds we raise through our Highland Tea will go on to help us with putting on this top-notch event in July of next year.
Well, it all sounds like a lot of fun, and I would encourage people to go out on the 11th to Shepherd of the Hills Church in Lakewood. What's the address again, Sarah?
So it's at Shepherd of the Hills Church in Lakewood at 20th and Sims Street. The exact address of the Shepherd of the Hills Church is 11500 11500 West 20th Avenue in Lakewood, Colorado, 80215.
And what's the website where people can find information about tickets and so on?
So our website for the Highland Tea event is ascottishhighlandtea.myevent.com. And you can also find information about the tea and our other events through Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers at rmhd.org.
That is great. Well, I look forward to seeing the dancers and the event and getting involved in helping you promote the event next year as well. So best of luck, and thank you for calling in.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time, and we hope to help promote Scottish culture and Celtic music through our events as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Here is a track I played last week when I was having trouble getting the telephone switched over to the board and hearing from Sarah. This is a medley of tunes called the Argyll Broadswords, and it includes Lady Madelina Sinclair, Lord Blantyre, The High Road to Linton, Mrs. MacLeod of Rosse, played by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, and it's the kind of music you will hear when the folks are dancing at this weekend's Scottish Highland Tea.
Thank you.
nothing like a little piping to get the blood flowing and feet tapping. The Ancient Land CD by Celtic Woman has some great tunes on it, and I thought it might be fun to play one of them, another of them. This is the Moorlock Shore, and many people will recognize the tune, and the words are going to be a little different because it's not the words that a lot of people, many people, are unfamiliar with. So here is the Moorlock Shore, followed by the song with which many people are more familiar.
Your hills and dales and flowery fields that lie near the Moorlock Shore, your vines that blows by Borden's Grove, may I never see where the primrose blows and the violet grows, where the trout and salmon play with my line and hook. Delight I took to spend my youthful
city fair o' die. When Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by, no pipe did hum, no battle drum was sounded straight and true, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out a flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Suvla or Sudelbar. And from the plains of Rylemeath strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in from the foggy dew. 'Twas England bid our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. Their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Valera true, their graves we'd keep where the Fenians sleep 'neath the hills of the foggy dew. The solemn bell rang mournfully and clear for those who died at Eastertide in the springing of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men and true, who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew.
So, you recognized the second song, Foggy Dew, Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem, and the tune is the same as the Moorlach Shore from Ancient Land by Celtic Woman. That was kind of fun. I think I'll do it again. Here's another tune that was done by Celtic Woman off one of their previous albums, their Homecoming Live from Ireland album that I think was done in 2017. So here's Westering Home, and then we'll close out tonight's show with a song by John Spillane from an album called Irish Songs We Learned at School. So Westering Home, followed by Trasna na Dotonta. And coming up after Shoulder Gale tonight, stay tuned for Musica Mundi with EC at the top of the hour. So here's Westering Home and Trasna na Dotonta.
Love and oh, welcoming there. I'll Chasna na donta dolshir dolshir Slane shun wegna si slane shun gian Gjalli mo hri agus gjalli an hrien Gjallveg fileg o herin Chonok mo gohen do hir ha igin Oragus arugud sevres on teil Oirian an crian om le bracca gachle Smeg dridam le duheg mo winter Agus
chasna na donta dol
shiar dol shiar Slana shun wegna sis slana shun gian Gialli mo cri agus gialli on grian Gialveg fileg o herin
You've been listening to Shelter Gale. It is now 8 p.m. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi with EC.
The KGNU and Lion's Lair Quarterly Showcase is back with another one on Saturday, May 18th, right before summer and during our birthday week. This one features soul and funk music to rock and Americana. This quarter, we are celebrating local Denver artists. The lineup includes The Guest List, Ghost Tapes, and Floria will be doing a solo set. KGNU's own DJ Winter will be DJing the night as well. Music starts at 8:30 p.m. on May 18th at the Lion's Lair. And see you later.
Support comes from the International Good Medicine Confluence, happening Wednesday, May 15th through Sunday, May 19th in Durango, Colorado. The Good Medicine Confluence is an herbal festival featuring 5 days of education, dancing, and celebration. More information and registration is available at planthealer.org.
Thank you, Roger, for a great show this evening, and welcome. Great to be here. I'm EC, got music for you up until 10 o'clock this evening. As we explore the music of our world, Musica Mundi, I like to travel afar, but for some reason, one of the things I love to do is just start to our north in Canada. So I'm very pleased that we have a brand new release from Le Vent du Nord, The Wind of the North, and their latest release, Territoire, from which they have a piece called Evolution Tranquille, talking about how Quebec went quickly from feudalism to modernity. So let's take a listen to Le Vent du Nord here on KGNU Boulder, Denver.
Voici l'histoire d'une demoiselle au régime seigneurial. À quatre saisons, huit tournelles et son moulin banal. Quand les chevaux partis aux chances sont revenus vapeur, la roue à l'aube industrielle devint moteur naval.
Le monde qui était le mien s'est mis à changer en chemin. Nouveaux esprits terreaux fertiles, l'évolution tranquille.
Chaque fanale, ses faisceaux éclairent maintenant les rues. On joue au poste de radio une chanson inconnue. Et l'eau qui court dans nos murs comme à la ville les hommes. Pour enfin trouver du boulot qu'une voudrait personne.
Le monde qui était le mien s'est mis à changer en chemin. Nouveaux esprits terreaux fertiles, l'évolution tranquille.
Apparaît des uniformes, des axes et des nazis.
Le monde qui était le mien s'est mis à changer en chemin. Nouveaux esprits terreaux fertiles, l'évolution tranquille.
quand toujours la bataille. Les chômeurs sont entrés voter pour mettre le tout sur rail. Les uns ressortent par les pieds, les autres en sur la paille. Le cœur des Québécois, le feu explose au fond de nous. Quand les humains se poussent entre eux dedans la gueule des loups, la fille qui est devenue femme prend ses droits malgré tout. En espérant qu'à demain maintenant, on sera un peu moins fou.
Le monde qui était le mien s'est mis à changer en chemin. Nouveaux esprits terreaux, fait-il l'évolution tranquille. Le monde qui était le mien s'est mis à changer en chemin.